Thanks for listening to Alt Latino. We want to remind you to try out the NPR One app for your phone for conversations you won't hear anywhere else. This week, find Guy Raz's exclusive interview with TED curator Chris Anderson, where they discuss the TED phenomena and the secrets to giving a good TED talk. You can find their conversation by searching TED Radio on the NPR One app, where you can also find stories from your local stations and more great podcasts. NPR One is in your app store now. Can you hear it?
Yeah. No, I can't.
You have your headphones turned up?
Yeah.
Sounds like you should turn them up louder on this song. From NPR Music, this is All Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst.
What are we doing today, Jazz?
It's music for a Thelma and Louise style road trip. You can be the guy that we
no,
meet.
I wouldn't.
You can be Brad Pitt.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't end up well. They kill him.
Oh,
you forgot about that part.
I forgot that. You know, I got distracted by other things.
I want to be either Thelma or Louise.
Okay, put your handkerchief on your head.
Okay.
And some sunglasses, some like
big gaudy sunglasses.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're heading out.
Okay, I'm going to go out on the ledge, so to speak.
No, considering. Get off the ledge. Get off the ledge.
Speaking of Thelma and Louise, Puerto Rican rock?
No.
Oh, darn it. I'm off. Totally wrong.
This is Honduran metal.
Oh, my gosh.
This was sent to us by a listener. You know, it's funny. I talk to people sometimes about Central American and Caribbean metal. There's a huge Central American heavy metal scene.
Why do you think that is?
I, you know what? I would encourage our Central American listeners to write in and tell us, why is heavy metal so big in Central America? I will say, being in, you know, full disclosure, being in a long-term relationship with a Central American.
From
Guatemala.
Okay.
There is the iconography that is popular in a lot of Central America and Mexico. The calaveras, the skulls, seems to mesh very well with the iconography of heavy metal.
Never thought about that.
Yeah. You know, my significant other is not that into heavy metal, but he's really into the iconography of skulls and, like, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Right?
It could be interpreted as a...
La muerte and...
The Dia de los Muertos, all of that stuff.
All that iconography meshes really well with the themes of heavy metal. It seems to me. Listeners, correct me if I'm wrong.
Let's hear from all of you guys. Come on, write in, okay? But don't write in loud capital letters, okay?
What do I know? I'm an honorary Guatemalan. Nuestro payaso tiene una fiesta porque todo está bien. So Felix, we're on this road trip.
Yes, we are.
We're mad.
Angry.
Angry. Because, I don't know. Well, I don't even know why anymore. We're just pissed. And we're hitting the road. Asphalt. What is it? Tires to the asphalt? What is it?
The rubber meets the road.
Rubber meets the road.
Tires.
Tires to the asphalt. Sorry. You know, my English fails when it comes to idioms and refranes, like sayings.
That is the best part.
Yeah, like, I just have stuff that people are like, wait, what?
And it's been documented for the last almost 6 years.
Yeah, that's where my English completely fails me.
You're on the show. It's so funny. Okay, we're angry. We're pissed.
And we're hitting the road. That's right. Yeah?
Yeah.
Hitting the road. And listen to this. It's French, but by a Chilean producer. And I am in love with this record. Edith Crash. Listen to this, Felix. J'ai prié Dieu.
Je parle français.
What?
Un peu.
Je parle français comme un italien.
And the only thing I know how to say is je voudrais un bière, s'il vous plaît.
What does that mean?
I would like a beer, please. What are they saying in this song?
Je ne sais quoi.
It sounds angry.
Okay, so this is the album Partir. She just blew my mind. I want to listen to her. I want to rent a car just so I can go on a road trip and listen to Edith Crash all the time. Which, incidentally, is how I came up with this mixtape, because I just learned how to drive. And I did have to go on assignment to North Carolina and drive for a gazillion hours. And I just I did it well. I was yelled at only a few times by a school bus. But I listened to a ton of music, and I thought, wouldn't it be awesome if Felix and I ran away in a car, headed down to the border?
From here?
Yeah.
Oy vey.
Or to the border with Canada.
Okay, Jazz, next up you have a song with the title and a groove that are perfect for this road trip. The song is called Sin Parar. The group is called Bulle Pongo, and it's from their new album called Todo Mundo, Sin Parar, Without Stopping. Next up, you have something that we have to be very careful You got to watch it because this show is a podcast, but we're also on the radio in a lot of really cool cities, and we don't want to lose any friends there or any friends at the radio station. So you got to watch out. The name of the artist is
Alice Bag, and she's like a Chicana punk.
Okay. And the name of the song is
Minga Tu Madre.
No, you can't say
not that. Even Minga?
No. I think we got to say Blank Tu Madre. It is punk, okay? It is punk, just by way of explaining. Oh, yeah. This sounds like...
And this is us just driving. We're happy now. We're like happy angry.
Happy angry.
You know what I love?
You love a lot of things, but go ahead.
I love that she says chinga tu padre also. No, because if you think about it, how many of our insults have to do with disrespecting your mother?
That is very true.
And I think, but there is like, I think there's an element of, you know, it's always about women, right? Insulting
women. Degrading the
women. Degrading the woman. Yeah. And you know what? Maybe your dad is also an asshole. Okay.
Okay. I do want to say that she's from Los Angeles, and Los Angeles has a long, long history of Chicano punk.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember back in the day, early on, there were a lot of bands who were combining the whole Chicano aesthetic along with images from Dia de los Muertos. There's a lot of stuff that was mixed into this very, very early Chicano punk, and then it just sort of faded away. And then there was another movement two generations removed that this woman, Alice Bag, is part of.
Now, let me ask you. You're from California.
Yes.
From, like, the... Really, from the era in which Chicano punk was being born.
I was around that time, yes. Yeah.
How did you react to it? Because you were always into more, like, the salsa and Santana.
You know, I thought it was refreshing.
Really?
I thought it was interesting. And I thought it was... a different take, because you know the whole punk movement. I tried to listen to it, and I didn't hear what they were so angry about with the whole punk thing from the UK and all that. I didn't understand, you know, the socioeconomic beginnings of the punk movement, all that, and where it came from. But then once it came here, you know, then became a fad with the exaggerated mohawks and people just affecting. So it was a turnoff to the whole punk thing. But then Chicano punks, you know, they were coming out of East LA. They were coming out of these different communities. They had reason to be angry. And it was a very, very effective...
Well, so did the British.
Sure. That's what I said later on. I understood that. But it was a very effective way to express that anger and a collective expression of angst, and as well as an expression of like things can change, things we hope things do change. So yeah, that whole Chicano punk thing, I was fascinated by it.
But now we're cruising.
Oh yeah,
right?
That's right. We're on the road trip.
We're cruising, and you know, we got it all out and bringing it down to a slow creep. This is Trap Killers. You know, this is one of my favorite DJ duos from Brazil. This is Devagarin, and I, Felix, I know you're gonna love this song.
Okay, Jazz, I'm going to change the theme of this show just a little bit. So instead of Thelma and Louise, shouldn't it be Thelma and Louise? Which means I get to pick a song. And since we're in a slow but funky driving mood, how about this? Niño Rivera y su monte adentro. This is a Cuban classic called Monte Adentro, reimagined by guitarist Manuel Galván from his 2002 album Mambo Sinuendo, and it features on percussion the great Anga Diaz, who was the dad of the girls in Ibeyi.
Monte.
Okay, so that's a nice slow cruise through the desert.
Yeah.
In the evening, right?
Okay.
Okay, we're coming up at the end of our road trip.
Mm-hmm. And now I think we finally dealt with whatever it was that was bothering us.
Is that why we take road trips, to get away from what was bothering us?
I don't know. It's my first time driving, Felix. So I don't know how much I can talk about psychologically, the psychology of driving.
Oh, my gosh. That is so fascinating to me, because everybody has a different relationship to driving. Some people hate doing it, especially if there's traffic. Some people hate long drives. Some people use the drives to think. Some people use the drives to escape, to get away, to listen to music. There are any number of reasons, and you're brand new. You don't have any set patterns yet.
So here's my impressions as a first-time driver who just took a really long road trip by herself.
How many hours?
Let's see. 6 hours one way, 6 hours back.
That's usually the way it works.
It's a long trip. Yes. And I did good.
Yeah.
The one thing was that I had the lights on too strong.
Uh-huh.
What is it called?
Putting on the brights.
Well, the whole way. And people were like honking. And I thought they were just like, oh, hey, cutie. But then I, in the middle of the trip, I called my boyfriend and was like, which lights am I supposed to use? But I will say I found it very meditational. I found it very meditational because you have to be really focused on the other cars and lane changing and signals, lights, and you can't be thinking about any other problems because you have to be thinking about that. And I found it a wonderful way to just be in the moment.
That's, you know, I'm.
You should do it more often. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
No, what I'm saying is, you know, I've recently started doing Buddhism.
Uh-huh.
And you know, I have the thing in my house. I'm doing the chanting.
And,
wow. And, but I'm doing the readings, and it's all about being in the moment.
Yeah.
And I never thought about it that way. When you're driving, you are in the moment because nothing else, theoretically, and if you're a good driver, nothing else really matters because you have to be observant of all those things that are happening right now, not in the future and not in the past, but at that very moment. It's living in the moment. I never thought about it that way.
Well, yeah, the only thing I could really focus on other than the driving is the music, you know?
Which is, again, also in the moment.
It's in the moment. And, like, I can't be thinking about, like, oh, I don't know, I need to find someone to sublet my apartment this summer.
Right.
Because I'm, like, too busy thinking about the enormous truck that's, like, pulling up next to me.
Deep thoughts without Latino.
we did get there.
So now we're just, like, you know, we're in the moment. We're loving life. Summer is coming. And, you know, we're there. We're almost there. This is Florencia Núñez from Uruguay. And I think it's such a cruisy, fun tune and very existential. It's just kind of like about when you don't expect to find anything, but it's right there.
Again, with the deep thoughts to end the show, we want to remind you that you can revisit these deep thoughts. Oh, that was my phone. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it was you just texted yourself on my phone, and it just
pinged. Oh, it just got here?
No, it pinged that it failed to go through.
Oh.
What did go through was this show.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm leaving that in. We want to remind you that you can hear all the songs we played today on our website at npr.org/altlatino. And again, we want to hear from you.
We had two questions for listeners on this show. Why do you think there's such a huge heavy metal scene in Central America and the Caribbean? And the second is, summer is approaching, artists are touring. Who have you always wanted to hear as a guest DJ on Alt Latino?
You can tell us that on Facebook or Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst.
The new driver.
Yes. I will take you anywhere you want to go because I love driving. Call me when when your son is like, hey, dad, can I eat some pupusas today? Call me.
Okay.
And I'll take you.
All right.
I'm offering my services.
Okay, we'll see.
No, I'm good. I'm really good. Just not at night because of the headlight issue. Válgame la pena una vez más por esa fragancia. Si me muero, quiero reencarnar como tu collar. No esperaba nada y encontré en ese cuello ardiente unas melodías de placer que se sienten bien. Que se sienten bien.